This is a consultation on Samantha Wider, W-I-D-E-R, first name Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. Her date of birth is October 23rd, 1989. Patient seen for Texas Health Family Care, and Dr. Omar, O-M-A-R, Durrani, D-U-R-A-N-I. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This is 32-year-old female who does not smoke, drinks socially. She is allergic to oxycodone, betadine, and buprenorphine, B-U-P-R-E-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, buprenorphine. The patient is here because of elevated WBC count. New paragraph symptoms. Patient says her white cell count has been elevated for last 3-4 years. She was referred to a hematologist and workup was about to begin, but then they stopped taking her insurance. So now she is referred here. Her past medical history includes history of bronchial asthma from childhood. She also has history of gastroparesis. At one time she was told to have autoimmune disease, possibly mixed connective tissue disorder when she was being evaluated for joint and muscle pain. She also has history of hypothyroidism for which she is on supplement. New paragraph, review of system. She did complain of aches and pain and muscle pain. She also says she has occasionally migraine. The patient is on migraine injection once a month, and also she takes Imitrex as and when needed for migraine. The patient new paragraph, review of system. She complains of fatigue, joint pain, weakness. She also gave history of sinus infection off and on. However, no teeth problem. Her LDH fractionation was done. Seems to be unremarkable. Her CBC did show elevated white cell count with the neutrophil high as 12,859 and monocyte 1,163. Both are above the normal limit. Platelet count was 242. And that's the only lab she brought with. Her hemoglobin was 13.1 and total WBC was 17.1. New paragraph. She's on several medications, which includes albuterol inhaler, Imuran 50 milligram for her autoimmune disorder, and a rheumatologist has been prescribing this. She is also on Wellbutrin XL 150 once a day, Clonidine 0.2 milligram once daily, Dexamethasone 0.25 milligram every 24 to 48 hours. She is also on Emgality, E-M-G-A-L-I-T-Y, Emgality pen, 120 milligram per ml injector for migraine every month. She takes guafenazine. She is also on hydrocodone with acetaminophen 10 milligram. She is on levothyroxine 75 milligram, metoprolol 25 milligram, Zofran 4 milligram PRN, Lyrica 150 twice daily, Comprazine 5 milligram PRN, Carafate every 6 hours as needed, and Zenaflex every 8 hours as needed, as well as nasal cort. New paragraph. Past medical history also included asthma, bronchial asthma, migraines, hemorrhagic ovarian cyst, AD, HD, hypothyroidism, endometriosis, idiopathic hypersomnia, mixed connective tissue disorder, ovarian teratoma, left ovary, benign prolactinemia, PROLACTINOMA, eczema, Ehlers-Danlos disease, EHLERS, Ehlers dash Danlos, DANLOS disease. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 32-year-old female, 5 feet 4 inch tall, weighing 238, BMI 41, blood pressure 117/72, normocephalic, ICNT and remarkable, JVP flat, carotid palpable, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, leukocytosis, most likely reactive from steroids as well as from possible recurrent chronic sinus infection. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll redraw CBC, NCMP, and TSH, and once available, we could make further recommendations. Flow cytometry of peripheral blood may be next stop, and that for that we may have to get it pre-authorized through her insurance. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Samantha Wider, W-Y-D-E-R. Copy of this may be sent to her referring physician. Thank you.